Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. My name is Angel and I am your host. I would like to extend to you this invitation to join me today on a journey of exploration, discovery, and clarity with one of the many guests from the community who is committed to helping us all on our journey of spiritual transformation. Enjoy the show and be prepared to ask questions if you have them. Looking forward to seeing you today, tomorrow, and thereafter. Enjoy.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. 4 years on the air of being out here, working with people, learning new cool stuff and meeting really cool people. And the guest today is one of the new people that has connected with me in my life. But I'm so excited to have her as part of our little family here. And it's the fabulous and lovely Shelly Hoffer. Good morning, Shelly. Good morning.
Good morning, Angel.
So what I've done is I've brought on some of these great practitioners to kind of help us through the pandemic. And I'm stepping out of the way and letting them kind of do their thing. So I introduced Shelly, and I'm going to step aside and let Shelly take you through her fabulous show today. And what's your topic today, Shelly?
Today I'm going to talk about meditation.
Okay,
meditation
perfect.
Meditation is so important for connecting your angels and guides and for psychic development.
Beautiful. Well, you go and do your thing. I'll let you know when you have some callers. You have about 6 people waiting right now, but I want you to get through your subject matter.
All right.
Do your thing.
Meditation is the key to self-realization of your innate psychic senses of seeing, feeling, hearing, and knowing. And there are many crystals and colors that I will share with you to help you open up the pathway to self-discovery and enhance your meditation experience. And meditation is also a process in which your spirit guides and angels can connect with you to provide messages about love and about your innermost concerns. And meditation can balance your body, mind, and spirit connection with your higher self. And your higher self is the part of you that knows everything. It remembers past lives. It has memories of past life. It knows everything. And to meditate with crystals for connecting with your angels, you chose the color purple and blue. So amethyst is a very powerful crystal for connecting to both the spirit world and angelic realms. And the blue crystals such as angelolite and cellulite can be used for connecting with the angelic realms. The blue crystal such as turquoise is to connect with the spirit world. And for self-healing, a green crystal such as malachite for developing and connecting to your psychic senses, there are many crystals that can be used. For clairaudience, blue and purple crystals such as turquoise and amethyst. Clairaudience is where you hear the voice of spirit and angels. Any kind of quartz crystals are a good source for developing all your psychic senses. And for opening up your clairvoyant vision, amethyst, aquamarine, sherry opal, and moonstone is good. Connect to your psychic sentient, clairsentient, and clairvoyance. Clairsentient is psychic feelings, we also have clairvoyance, which is for clairvoyance. The amethyst and turquoise is good for clairvoyance. So you could use crystals for different things, and crystals are also connected to the chakras. You know, there's certain crystals that can be used with the with your chakras to open up your chakra awareness. And I'd like to take my first caller. And who is my first caller, please?
Okay, perfect. You're going to be speaking with Maggie. Maggie has a question about love. Maggie, you're on the air with Shelley.
Hi. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Maggie?
I'm okay. Surviving.
And Maggie, how can I help you today?
Okay, so I guess my question has to do with my relationship. I'm in a relationship, and I'm wondering if it has longevity.
If your relationship has longevity, and what is the name of the person you're involved with, Maggie?
Doug.
It does look like it does. I think there's a really, you know, nice connection that you and Doug have with each other. Doug is kind of in a place in his life where he wants to be more settled down. You know, he's going through some things with work right now, so it probably will be more towards July and August that the relationship, that he'll be more, focused on the relationship between you and him and more committed to the relationship because he's focusing on his money and work issues right now. But he does want to be more settled. He likes having a relationship. He likes being connected to one person. And he does want to settle down because I feel he's thinking of the relationship with you in terms of the long-term future. You know, I see this as a long-term committed relationship and him wanting to have a, more of a long-term future with you. I think that he does love you. I think he's happy in the relationship. I don't feel he has any problems with the relationship. He's had some difficulties. He's had two major relationships in the past, one of them which may have been a marriage. He's had some difficulties with those relationships. But I feel that he feels this is a good relationship that he has with you, that there's a nice connection, that you enjoy each other, that you get along with each other. He seems to be very happy with the relationship and doesn't seem to be finding any fault with you and, you know, feels that you are a good long-term partner for him. And so I do feel that as we get into July, August, things are going to, you know, before July, August, you'll be close too. But I feel July, August is kind of a major turning point with your relationship with Doug, where you and Doug become more closer.
Oh, very nice. Oh, thank you.
I want to give you a meditation for love to help enhance your love relationship with Doug.
Okay.
And that meditation, you're going to use a rose quartz crystal.
Okay.
And you're going to put the rose quartz crystal on your heart, on your heart chakra. And you hold the crystal to your heart chakra and you bring in pink, the color pink, like a beautiful rose pink, through your crown chakra. Into your third eye, into your throat chakra, and you bring that in, and then you fill your heart up with pink love, and you visualize a pink rose opening up, and you ask your spirit guides and angels to give you information about your relationship with Doug. So you visualize a beautiful pink rose opening up, and you're going to get thoughts and feelings and words and pictures and images, and you ask your guides to interpret that for you and to give you information. So this is a good way for you to have a heart connection with Doug.
Okay.
And then when you're doing the meditation, you can visualize Doug's face while you're doing the meditation, while you're focusing.
Okay.
So this is a good, and I wanted to let you know that I'm having a special right now, $20 for 45 minutes and $50 for 60 minutes if you're wanting to have more of an in-depth relationship reading or a relationship also regarding other areas of your life.
Okay.
And I'm pulling a tarot card for you, which is the Seven of pentacles, and pentacles have to do with money and manifestation and our skills, our talents and abilities. Ooh. And it looks like that over the years that you have really developed a lot of talents and abilities, you know, and for your work, for the work that you do, that you're very creative and very service oriented. You like to help people, and you seem to have a lot of creative abilities. And I pick up, you know, orange, which is creativity in your aura, and I also pick up yellow, which is kind of wisdom and knowledge and learning. So it looks like you're going to be, over the next 4 or 5 months, learning some new skills in the workplace. So there might be an opportunity coming up for like a new job in the next 4 or 5 months, because I see you doing something different in terms of your career and learning something new. I feel there's something that you're wanting to study. Have you been thinking of going back to school?
Only to study metaphysics.
Metaphysics.
Yeah. That's the only thing I'm interested in at this point. And I really don't want to be out there working anymore, you know, amongst people, because when I got laid off, I had contracted flu with a new job that I just took, and I just don't want that anymore, you know. And so I'm trying to develop something on my own where I can work out of the home.
I feel that you may consider studying even tarot cards. Because I do feel you have a lot of intuition. Yellow is spiritual knowledge and wisdom and learning. And I think I see blue also, which is intuition in your aura. So I think that studying metaphysics is good for you. There are online courses that you could even get certified in metaphysics. You know, you just have to put online studies for metaphysics that you could become certified and study to be, you know, to be a psychic, or study to be a healer, you know, and get a degree or certification in psychic phenomena exploration, or a degree in healing. And I think healing would be something else that you should explore, because, you know, you do have a lot of healing energy, a lot of healing abilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a good healer.
I've done healing. I actually did it through a denomination, through a church I belong to, and I went on the reservation for 5 weeks and prayed for healing over a lot of people, and was shown a lot of different things spiritually at that point, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, that's awesome.
I was in healthcare too, so I took care of people for many years.
Yeah, because I definitely felt like you're a person that was involved in service when you were working, that you help people. But I think you may be looking into getting certified. You know, even for your church, they may offer some kind of certification, you know, for psychic development and for healing. That would be good for you, and that now that you're not in the work world anymore, this might be a good profession and a good career for you. It's a very rewarding career, you know, and it's very fulfilling to be able to help people. So I think this is something you should look into. And if I could be further help to you, my number is 818-744-5241. You could go to my website, which is www.psychicshelleyhoffberg.com. And Shelley is S-H-E-L-L-E-Y. Hoffberg is H-O-F-B-E-R-G. So go to psychicshelleyhoffberg.com. I have a newsletter you could sign up for that has all kinds of psychic. I'm going to ask Angel to write for the newsletter, in fact. I'm going to call her today.
That's how I book a reading?
Yes, that's where you would book a reading. For the $20 reading, you would go to the PayPal website and put in my email and then $20. But for the $50 reading, you could book it right on my website.
Okay. That's what I'll do. Okay.
And it was a pleasure talking to Maggie. And you have a great day.
Same here. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. I want people to know that that meditation can also be used to develop your psychic senses of clairvoyant, which is seeing, clairaudient, which is hearing, clairsentient, which is feeling. And for clairsentient, you want to use rose quartz crystal. You know, any kind of pink crystal, rose quartz crystal is good. For clairvoyance, aquamarine, sherry, opal, Oprah, amethyst, turquoise is good for clairvoyance. And for clairsentient, like I said, is the rose quartz crystal for clairaudience to be able to, you know, listen to the voice of their angels and spirit. I think that aquamarine is a good crystal for audience. I'm now going to take my next caller. And who's the next caller?
Great. Yeah, you have Filson. Filson has a question about career. So, Filson, you're on the air with Shelley.
Hi, Filson.
Hello.
Hi. And Filson, what is your question regarding career?
My question is, what talents or skills or what direction should I use in my career that I have?
What direction you should use in your career? I feel, you know, the direction that you should be going to, I call the strength card, which is Leo. And Leo has to do with relationships. And so I think what that Leo card is telling me is that you need to be working in a field where you're helping and assisting other people. I think anything with the medical field, I think anything with healing, with holistic healing would be good for you. I also think anything with entertainment would be good for you because you do have a flair for a creative flair, and you are very creative, and I feel that you do like that you do have an interest in entertainment. And so I think anything with the medical or in the entertainment field or the holistic healing field or even the metaphysical field, because I think you're very psychic, the colors I see around you are red and orange. And red is kind of a color of energy and vitality, so it looks like. And it is also a card of attraction. So that means with that red in your aura, that you could pretty much right now attract the kind of career that you want. And I'm going to give you a meditation for attracting the perfect career. And with the orange, it's creative. And it's also the color of, you know, self-confidence, having a lot of self-confidence in your abilities. I feel that you're very gifted in many areas and that there's many areas, and some of the things I mentioned, these would be good areas for you to explore in terms of a career. These are the four areas I feel that you would have the most success, because the strength part has to do with being successful in the business world and also being in a position of authority. The strength card is also somebody that could have their own business. Have you ever thought about, Villa, starting your own business?
Yes, I have. I have thought about that a lot.
Yeah, and in the business that you're thinking of doing, would it be more of a service type business, something more creative?
Definitely service. I do like to help people.
Yeah, because this would be a good time with the academic for you to maybe put together your business plan, you know, write down a business plan about what kind of business you want, how you want to promote the business, have key points about for promoting the business, what skills are you going to use to attract clients to your business. So this is a good time to put together a business plan and maybe even put together like a budget, you know, start contacting, you know, if you have to have suppliers for your business, you know, even though you haven't started your business, start getting quotes from suppliers, quotes, for the services that you're going to need for your business. If you're going to need an accountant for your business, if you're going to need somebody to do advertising and marketing for your business, you want to have get some quotes about how much those services would cost you so you could put together a budget. So this is a really good time to plan your business. And a good meditation for attracting business would be to use a malachite, which is a green crystal, and that's for attracting money, and to use citrine, which is your creative energy, and the citrine is the creative energy because you want to be creative and use your creative skills and putting together the business. So in one hand, you hold the citrine, and the other hand, you hold the amethyst, and you sit up. And when you meditate, you have to get into a meditative stage. You take a few breaths in and out through your nose, and then you bring in the color green. You first bring into the color green, and you're going to bring that all the way down to your root chakra, because the root chakra has to do with how we survive, what our skills are, how we make our money, how we survive. So you bring the green in starting from the crown, and as you go through each chakra, starting with the crown, you visualize a green rose opening up. And you ask your spirit guides and angels to identify themselves and to provide you with information. And you ask them a question: what career is for my highest good, and what do I need to do in my career to be successful? This citrine is also for success. So you open up, you start with the color green, and you open up each chakra, a rose, and then you pay attention to whatever thoughts and feelings and words and images and pictures you get, and your guides and angels will interpret that for you, and you bring it all the way down to your root chakra, and you fill your root chakra up with green energy to attract prosperity and money. And then you do the same thing, process, with the orange, which is success. Citrine is for success and creativity. And you bring the orange off, and you're going to bring the orange into your sacral chakra, which is the spleen, because that's for creativity and success. And you bring and you fill that chakra up with orange. And if you have any problems doing the meditation, I'll be very happy to guide you through it. You could just call me and I'll guide you for the meditation. You could call me at 818-744-5241 or go to my website, www.psychicshelley, last name H as in Harry, O as in Oscar, F as in Frank, B as in boy, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, and G as in George. PsychicShelleyHoffer.com. And I have a special if you would like a more in-depth career reading, 45 minutes for $20 and $50 for an hour. But I do feel that you have a lot of, that you are going to have success, because I pick up orange in your aura, that you are going to be successful with your career. I pick up green, which is abundance and prosperity. I think you will. It'll take time to get to the financial level that you want, to make the money you want with your new career. I'm looking at a 5 to 6 month period. Over 5 or 6 months, your income will gradually increase. But I do feel that you're good at networking, you're good at communicating, so you won't have any difficulties in attracting clients and customers and getting a stable clientele for your business, because I feel whatever it is, it's something that you're not offering a one-time service. It's a service that's an ongoing service that you're offering to people, so you're going to be building up building up your clients, for this service. So So if you have any other questions, please call me.
Okay, thank you so much. That was very helpful.
You're welcome. And I'm now going to take my next caller. Hello, caller.
The next question is actually from the chat room. You have a listener that was in the chat room named Yvette, and she says that she loves the meditation information. Thank you for the meditation information. She'd like to get, if you can give her some tips or some guidance on meditating for healing health.
And for healing health, you want to work with, if you want to, you get yourself a malachite crystal, and you can order crystals online. You know, there's a store in Torrance. I'm in California, in Torrance, California, so it's called Sage Goddess that sells a lot of crystals, and they're not expensive. They're not expensive crystals, and if you get yourself a malachite. And using candles is good. I want to tell the other last caller that she should use a green and yellow, green and orange candle. And Maggie, you should use a pink candle. Using the color vibrations help in the meditation too. And I believe that Sage Goddess also sells candles. So Yvette, you want to get yourself a green candle, and you want to get yourself a malachite crystal, which is a beautiful green crystal. And for doing the healing, whatever area of the body that you need healing in, you want to start from the crown chakra and bring green energy into that area of the body. If there's more than one healing issue that you are experiencing, I feel there's more than one thing going on with you, I'm kind of feeling some picking up some energy in the stomach area that you may have a little bit of a digestive problem. I'm also picking something up in the kidneys, and I'm not implying that your kidneys are bad. I'm just picking up that's an area that also needs to be healed. Because I feel that the kidneys are sensitive, so I think the stomach and the kidneys need to be healed. So you need to bring the green energy and fill your stomach up with the green energy, and also bring it down to the root chakra where the kidneys are, and fill the root chakra up with green energy. And so when you want to ask your guides to give you healing information to help you with the healing process. So when you connect your guides at the crown chakra to bring in the color green, you ask your guides and angels to identify themselves. And you go from each chakra and you open up a green rump starting at the crown chakra. And the angels communicate for our thoughts, our feelings, for words, for pictures and images. So you ask them to interpret that. And you want to have a meditation journal to write down the healing information that you get. Because your guides and angels can give you information to help you heal. They can give you healing information. They can help with the healing process. But I feel that the areas that are sensitive are the stomach and the kidneys. Also, I'm picking up the neck and the kind of around the shoulders and neck and the upper back, that sometimes you have stress there, because I'm picking up a lot of red and your aura, and sometimes aura could be stress and tension. The red could be stress and tension. But red is also a good color to heal stress and tension, you know, when we have, and if you're tired a lot, because I feel you get tired, then bring in the color red if you're tired a lot, because red is an energetic color, because I also feel that you get, you know, tired. I also do healing if you're interested in a healing session, and my special for healing is $60, and there's no time limit. And sometimes I will offer one session or two sessions. If I do a healing with you and you need more than one session, I could give you two sessions for the $60, and that's the special right now. So it's a $40 savings. So if you're interested in healing, and getting more healing information, because I could channel your guides and angels for healing information, then call me at 818-744-5241 and or go to my website, www.psychicshelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, last name O-F-B-E-R-G, ShelleyHofford.com. And I hope to hear from you, Yvette. And if I could help you with the meditation, I could guide you through it. I don't charge to do that. Then just give me a call.
Perfect. That was awesome. Oh, okay, Shelley, I don't know if you want to go through any more stuff first or if you want to keep going. You don't have a lot of callers right now, but you do have at least one person that's been waiting for about 25 minutes. Do you want to take that person and then continue your show?
I can take that person, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, the next caller is A. A has a question about work. A, you're on the air with Shelley.
Hi, Shelley. Thank you for taking our call today.
You're welcome. And what was your name again, dear? Was it Abe, you said?
It's A. Yeah, A. My question is related to, actually, I don't want to do work. I want to do, just my current situation. What are you just generally picking up around me right now?
Well, A, I'm getting the Sun card, and the Sun card is kind of a very happy, cheerful card, and the Sun card deals with creativity. I'm picking up with with the Sun card that if you're kind of feeling depressed right now, because I'm picking up red, which could be sadness or depression, and the aura, so I think there's something going on with your personal life. I'm not picking up so much with career as I'm picking up a situation that is involving a relationship, involving a personal relationship with somebody that you're in, and that the relationship seems to be going up and down, and there seems to be a problem with communication with your partner. Blue is communication, so I'm going to give you a meditation for that. And he seems to be having difficulty communicating his feelings and his emotions, because red is emotion, an emotional color, and blue is more of a psychic color, but it deals with intuition. It also deals with, is a color for communication that deals with communication. So there seems to be some concerns about a personal relationship. There seems to be a lack of communication in the relationship. You seem to have some anxiety about the relationship in terms of what direction the relationship is going, whether or not the relationship at this time is going to work out. And I will give you blue for communication, meditation for improving your communication. I also give you, and also the meditation that I gave the other woman, that for healing, you could use that meditation to heal your relationship, by bringing the color green into the heart chakra, starting at the crown and bringing it into the heart chakra, and open up, the third eye chakra, the throat chakra, and the heart chakra to get information from your guides and angels to have them tell you, how can I heal this relationship? And I'm picking up a B or an M initial. Is there anybody with a B or M initial around?
Yeah, Matthew.
Is Matthew the one you're involved with?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I picked up the M very strongly. Matthew does have feelings for you, and he does care. But I think that he suffers from depression. He's a good guy. I like him. I feel good energy from Matthew. Really good guy. But he's sad. He suffers from depression. And I don't think that he's really unhappy with you, A. I just think that there might be some things going on with his family life involving family or involving some problems that he has with a woman with a child and maybe his child. I feel that he had a child with a woman. And I feel that he has some difficulties with that person. in terms of being able to be around his child and see his child, that she's made things difficult for him. And unfortunately that, because he's depressed about what's going on with the child, that seems to be affecting your relationship. And I feel that, that he does love you, and I think he wants to be with you, and I think that in the future that you are going to be together. There could be a separation, but when I say separation, I don't mean a breakup. I mean that he may be distant for a while, because he is going through a difficult time with this woman that he has this child with. So he may be difficult, he may be distanced, he may be distant from you for a while, but I don't definitely feel he's breaking up with you. He just may be taking some time and space to deal with the situation. I think that he's not really communicating to you about what's going on because he doesn't want to worry you or for you to be concerned or worried. And he has a hard time communicating his emotions. He has a hard time opening up emotionally. He's a very sensitive man. There's a lot of pink around his aura. He's very sensitive. There's a lot of pink around him. But he does have a hard time opening up and communicating his feelings. And I feel that that what's going on with him has nothing to do with the relationship with you. I feel he's content with the relationship. I feel he's happy with the relationship. That he's not unhappy with you, but he is unhappy with having to deal with the mother of his child. He's not, that's causing a lot of difficulties, and that's causing a lot of turmoil for him. But the sun has to do with happier times because it is a very happy card, and that means that maybe for 1 or 2 months he'll be distant, and then after 1 or 2 months, that he comes back to the relationship, relationship, So if you want a more in-depth reading about your relationship, call me at 818-744-5241, or go to my website, Psychic Shelley, Shelley, last name HOFBERG.com. Go there. I feel that for the communicate to open up the communication between you and Matthew, you want to get yourself a turquoise crystal and get yourself a blue candle. And you could get that at Sage Goddess in Torrance. They sell online. And you want to bring a blue energy into your throat chakra, because the throat chakra is what governs communication, all forms of communication, even telepathy and mental telepathy. And you want to bring from the crown chakra, from the third eye, going into the throat chakra, a blue energy, and also bring it into your heart chakra, which is the center of love, because you want a loving communication. And open up each of these chakras, a blue rose, to provide you with information about how to open up your communication and with Matthew, how to open up your communication.
Right.
And for healing the relationship, you want to, you want to work first, bring in the blue, the color blue, and get yourself a turquoise crystal. And for healing the relationship, you want to get yourself a green candle, and you want to get yourself a malachite crystal, which is a green crystal. And you want to bring that green into the heart chakra to heal the love. And you also want to visualize not only green, but you want to visualize pink, so maybe get a rose quartz crystal. So you could do the malachite and the rose quartz crystal at the same time, hold one of them in each hand, and just bring in green first and then bring in pink That's to heal the love that you have, your love, the relationship. And so I would get those crystals and those colored candles. And did you have any other questions?
No, thank you.
All right, well, thank you for calling. And do we have any other callers, Angel?
Right now, we don't have any callers. So if you want to move forward with your meditation feedback, people are enjoying that a lot. And especially when you start talking about crystals, if you could touch on that, the crystals with each chakra that people could reach out to, because people were kind of raising their hands and wanting more information in the chat room about crystals and how you can use them with the meditations with the different chakras.
Well, to meditate with crystals for connecting with angels, I'm going to go over the information again for those people that just tune in. You chose the colors purple and blue. And amethyst is very powerful for connecting to both the spirit world and angelic realm. And the blue crystals, such as angelolite and celestial light, can be used for connecting with the angel realms. And blue is for the spirit world. Green is for healing, which is malachite. And for developing and connecting to your psychic senses, there's many crystals that can be used. For the clairaudient, blue and purple crystals, such as turquoise and amethyst, any kind of core crystal is a good source for developing all your psychic senses. For opening up your clairvoyant visions, amethyst and aqualite, aquamarine and cherry opal are good, and also moons and moonstone. And to connect your psychic clairaudience, which is your psychic feelings, you use rose quartz, cherry opal, and aquamarine. So I think maybe what we'll do is a meditation for those that are still on the line listening to the show. We're going to do a guided meditation together since we have time. So what I want you to do is I want you to put your be in a sitting position with both of your palms up. And I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to take a few breaths in and out of your nose to get into a meditative state. So let's take a few deep breaths in and out of the nose to get into a meditative state. So there'll be a moment of silence while we do this, and then I'll guide you for the meditation. I want you to bring the color purple in for the crown chakra to the third eye chakra. And the third eye chakra is clairvoyance, which is your psychic visions. And I want you to visualize a purple rose opening up. And ask your guides and angels to identify themselves and to give you information. And the information will be in the form of thoughts, feelings, words, images, and pictures. And ask them to interpret that information for you if you're not sure what the images or pictures mean. So bring in the color blue into your third eye chakra. Open up a rose bud into a beautiful blue turquoise rose. And pay attention to what you're feeling and your thoughts and feelings. Now bring the blue energy into your throat chakra, which is the clairvoyant. You pay attention to your visions. Bring the blue energy into your throat chakra, which is the center of clairaudience, where you can hear the voices of spirits and angels. And ask your guides and angels to communicate to you. And with the clairaudience, you could visualize yourself near the ocean, you know, and ask the guides to communicate to you. Bring the energy down to the heart chakra, which is it's a center for clairempathic, which is an empath is someone that picks up the feelings and emotions of other people or animals. and they could feel physical sensations too. You know, you could feel happiness, joy. Sometimes you even pick up a little bit of, not severe pain, but you might feel a little pain because you could, if you're around persons that are sick, you could pick it up. And so it's the center for clairempathic, and it's also the center for clairsentient, which is your psychic feelings. So I want you to bring the blue, color blue, into your heart chakra, and I want you to pay attention to your feelings. And I'm going to bring on the Maggie and Phyllis C and A back on the line so that they can share what information they got with me if they're still here. Hello.
I'm here. I was in the meditation. You had me in the meditation. I'm like, oh yes, meditation. I'm sorry. Are you looking?
Can you share what you got, Angel?
We have one new caller. Would you like to take a caller?
Okay, I'll take the caller.
Perfect. Here you go. You're on the air with Shelley. Do you have a question for Shelley?
Okay, that's me. I'm sorry. I'm going to put my hand down. I was just listening. I think this is just a meditation show, right?
Well, she answers questions. You can ask a question about meditation, or you can sit back and enjoy the meditation. That was a powerful meditation, Shelley, because I got caught up in it myself. Do you want to go back in and enjoy the meditation discussion, or do you have a question for Shelley?
I have a psychic question.
Do you answer psychic questions right now?
Yes, I can do a psychic reading for you, yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I was wondering how you saw this coming week for me, if it was going to be positive in communication with, there is a person I'm going to contact that works for an organization.
Yes, I'm getting the Hermit card, which is Virgo. And it's kind of a healing card, and it's also a card of connecting to your higher knowledge. So with that Virgo card, I feel the communication with the person, I feel it's a male, and I feel that the communication is going to go well with the person that you're going to be contacting at this organization. I'm seeing the conversation going well. I'm seeing you gaining a lot of knowledge and insights from him providing you with a lot of helpful information. The information will be healing for you and helpful. So I see a lot of information being provided for you, and I feel that the organization might be something that you might become involved with, that this man would be interested in having you work with the organization. And it's going to be discussing with you opportunities for getting involved with the organization, for helping the organization, for working the organization. He's discussing with you opportunities that are available for you to get involved with this organization, and providing a lot of information that will be very healing for you, and information that will be very helpful for you. I'm also getting the Three of Pentacles, which is kind of a Pentacles can be manifestation. So I think that this Three of Pentacles is having to do with manifesting ideas, the sharing of ideas, that both of you are interacting. You're going to have ideas that you're going to be able to share with him, that ideas that will help to expand his organization and for his organization to grow and to attract more people. You're going to be coming up with a lot of ideas. You're very intuitive because you have a lot of blue in your aura, which means you're extremely intuitive. And you'll be able to share information. And the information is kind of being channeled through you for your guides and angels. you know, so you don't have to know, you know, because you'll know what to say, because your guides and angels are going to provide you with the information and the ideas that you need to share with this man that will impress him. He'll be very impressed by your ideas and by your knowledge and your wisdom, because you have yellow, which is wisdom and not spiritual wisdom and knowledge. And he will have a lot of ideas that he will have for you that he will like to share with you. So I see it, both of you, you and this man, sharing ideas with each other, you know, not only sharing information, yellow is information and learning, but ideas that will help you to kind of learn more about this organization. I'm feeling that it's with that Virgo card, that Hermit card, that the communication is going to go well, because Virgo are kind of analytical, they're mental, you know, they deal with communication, and are very idealistic. They have a lot of, they're very idealistic people that have a lot of good ideas. So it does look like it's going to go well. We still have time. Did you have another question?
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's so, I love that. I needed to hear something like that. Well, my health, I have pretty good health, but I went to my nurse practitioner and I thought it was a urinary tract infection, and she gave me antibiotic, and I've been on it for like 5-7 days, and I, you know, yesterday I felt okay, today I don't feel okay, and I'm wondering if it's kidney stones, if it's something different. I've had kidney stones, and I'm going to have to talk to her tomorrow. I'm just not feeling it with it.
Since you're feeling some discomfort around your root chakra where your kidneys are, is that what you're saying?
No, I, she saw some indication, like, well, she said it was nothing to worry about, that women will sometimes show certain components in your analysis. And so she said for me not to worry about it. But to me, it indicates 5 years ago when I had kidney stones. And so I don't know. Today I'm not feeling good. I'm just not feeling, I don't have a fever or anything like that. I know I don't have COVID. It's not that. I just feel very foggy, very kind of not, you know, kind of weak. And that's how I felt when I had kidney stones. So I don't know if I have them, if that's the problem.
You might, but I don't think they're really bad. I think they're very small. They're very little. They're very tiny. And in the next 2 days, two or three days, you'll be able to pass them. Yeah, you won't for it. It's not something that's severe. They're just very tiny, very little, like a pin drop, you know.
Oh, okay.
And the next 2 or 3 days, you'll be able to pass them. And for energy, you're not feeling a lot of energy right now. I think for energy, I was telling a person about a metaphysical store, Sage Garden, that sells crystals, and they're very inexpensive. You might want to get yourself a Carnanias, because Carnanias is very good for energy, you know, for energy, you know. If you don't have the crystals right now, then all you have are an orange candle. You could purchase an orange candle and Carnanias for the future, because I do feel that you tend to get fatigued, that you get tired a lot, and fatigued a lot, that this isn't the first time that you've gotten tired. So bring in orange energy starting from your crown chakra, going all the way down to your root chakra, filling all your chakras up with orange energy, opening them up into each chakra opens up into an orange rose, and you fill it with energy. And bring that down to the roots of your feet, and bring up the color orange from the roots of your feet, from the earth. You ground yourself, and this is to ground yourself, and bring up the color orange and bring it all the way up from the root chakra all the way up back to the crown, and fill your whole body up with orange. And orange is a color for vitality and energy, and it'll help you. It'll help give you energy so you won't be so tired.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
What was your name, dear, again?
Lisa.
And your name is what?
Lisa. Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. And Lisa, if you need a healing, I'm having a special on healing, $60. There's no time limit. It's for one or two sessions. Sometimes a person could be healed in one session. Sometimes they need an extra session. And it's $60 for a healing session. And what I do is I'm an intuitive healer. I read the chakras. I see what's going on in the with your body. I read your body wisdom for the chakras. And then I work with crystals and colors, and then I use bring in the right healing color to heal whatever issue that you have, and I use a crystal to direct the healing color. So it's a very it's a psychic healing or intuitive healing is what I call it, because I pick up information through your chakras and provide you with healing information and self-healing information and do the healing for you. And that is right now a special for $60. And you could call me at 818-744-5241 or go to my website, which is Psychic Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, last name H-O-F-B. E-R-G, psychicshellyhawker.com. And I'm having a special for psychic readings also, which is $20 for 45 minutes and $50 for an hour. So thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. It's so uplifting to speak with you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And do we have another caller, Angel?
Well, Shelley, you only have 2 minutes left in the show before our time is done with you this morning. So I thought it'd be a good idea for you to kind of give us your final thoughts so that people can know how to focus through the coming of the next 10 days as the world starts to reopen and we start to get on with our lives. You know, how should we focus in terms of meditation?
I think that this is a good time for self-realization and inner perception. And I would, during this time of crisis, this is a good time to communicate with your angels and guides and start making plans for the future, because this crisis will pass. And so this is a good time for you to think about what direction you want to go with your career and what your goals are for the future. And for self-realization of your goals and the self-realization meditation I would give you would be to use a turquoise, you know, because turquoise has to do with your psychic intuition. And use the turquoise and bring the color blue into each of your chakras, going down to each, all the way to the root chakra, opening up a blue rose at each chakra and asking your spirit guides to give you clear guidance and personal direction and guidance for your goals. So I think doing the self-realization meditation is what's going to help people to start making plans for the future, to try not to focus on what's going on now, but try to focus on what's ahead of you once this crisis is over. And thank you for having me on the show.
That is perfect. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time. Have a fantastic rest of your day. God bless you, and we'll see you next week or at some point.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Have a good day, dear, and thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome.